Ephesians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles. Very exciting. I believe God did some really great things, heard some great testimonies. People testified here on Sunday, just really excited for what God is going to the Bible conference. And that stirred me a little bit towards this sermon about the issue time. In our text, it talks about redeeming or buying back or using wisely the time that we have. Jeff Bezos is kind of an odd duck. I mean, he's a pretty smart businessman. If you don't know who he is, he's the one who invented or owns Amazon. And so, but inside a Texas mountain, he's building a clock. That's an odd thing. It's going to involve the moon and the stars and different things. He's going to allow other generations to add planets and such. It will tick once a year. The cuckoo bird will come out once every millennium. The century hand will advance once, of course, every 100 years. He said this clock is it's a special clock designed to be a symbol as an icon for long-term thinking. You read about this clock, and I'm not going to belabor it, but very interesting is his thought there and his whole concept of time. He's putting this in now. You know, 10,000 years is what this clock is set up to. They call it the 10,000-year clock. It's, the bird that will come out of it, the cuckoo bird, is about the size of a 5-bedroom house. It's an absolute immense thing. He is trying to show time and the relevance of time and making a mark for people to understand this. Time is called a lot of things. Some have called it the fourth dimension. If you will, if you measure a box or a house or a cube, it will have the height, the width, and the length. But time is the fourth dimension of that, that people have become obsessed with. We have all sorts of different understand time, and time, can be wasted, time can be used, time can be whatever. Means a lot of things to a lot of people. We think we have it all figured out with the 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year kind of thing. 2 Peter tells us, though, in 3:8, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. God is not limited in time. We are. God works outside of time. I was reading a very interesting book. I started a book on just reading about Daniel, and the author makes a very interesting statement that the same Gabriel that appears to Mary appears to Daniel. And I'm sure were able to look back in that time, if there were selfies or whatever, you would have noticed that Gabriel would not have changed. He would not have aged. We would have. Daniel obviously was well past his time and gone on by the time Mary was on the scene. But Gabriel was not. Time is the limitation that God has given to you and I, not to himself. He works through time, no problem. Time has value. We know that. People will say time is money, but I often think that sells time short. Money comes and goes, doesn't it? Right? Money talks. Most of the time it says what? Goodbye? Right? Right? But time just goes. You don't get it back. Right? You can have a lot of money. You can have a short amount of money. But you only have a limited amount of time. And so I want to talk to you about time and redeeming the time. Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, and not as fools, but as wise. Redeem time because these are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Let's talk firstly about valuing time. Because time has to be valued. You're going to do something, you're going to have to value. You're going to have to say that this is worth something. I was listening to a podcast, very interesting. The founder of Overstock.com, very much of a Bitcoin guy. He's very much of this cryptocurrency. And cryptocurrency is a very funny thing. And if you're into cryptocurrency, God bless you. Especially if you got in, you know, early days and, you know, you bought Bitcoin at dollars a share and now it's worth 16 gazillion dollars or whatever. God bless you. But the reality is it's based on faith. It's people value, therefore has a value. And so there are other cryptocurrencies that don't have the same value because basically it is just people putting value on it. We put in the fiat dollar, and I could do a whole study on how money is just a house of cards waiting to fall. It's amazing. It is backed by absolutely nothing but your good faith in money. That's all it's backed by. And the fact that the government takes it for taxes. That's the only real reason why the dollar has money. Why other things wouldn't have it. Through centuries, it's been gold, it's been shells, it's been all sorts of things. Do you value time? Moses in Psalms 90, it's one of the Psalms he wrote, Psalms 90, 10 through 12, "The day of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80, yet their boast is only in the labor and sorrow, and soon cut off and we fly away. Who will know the power of your anger? For the fear is of you is so is your wrath. Teach us to number our days, that we may give our hearts to wisdom." What Moses is writing there is he's saying that, you know what, you have 70 years, 80 years at best. Maybe today with some medical advances, you might get 90. That'd be great. But it's still, there's a limit. And he says in the prayer, teach us to number our days, to understand the limitation of our days, that we could apply our hearts to wisdom. In our text, the word wisdom is used. To be wise, redeeming the days, being wise. One man said, I think it's Winston Churchill gets credited for this. I don't know if he's the one who actually said it as first. But he said, it's a shame that youth is wasted on the young. Yeah. The young will never understand that. Everybody who just went, yeah, isn't young anymore. Let's just be honest, folks. Right? Because we've already gone like, yeah, we wasted it too. Right? We didn't get it. We squandered this and squandered that. If I understood that in my youth, I would have actually paid attention in things like school. I'd be smarter and richer than I am today. Jesus said in John 9:4, "I must do of him who sent me well it is day, for the night comes when no one cares here." That he tells us, one is life is short, time goes quickly. As we were driving into Prescott, my wife and I were talking, it's like we lived here for 4.5 years and it seemed like it was gone in no time. It actually seems like an ancient memory now, and it was only a couple years ago we left. 2 years ago, this conference, we came here. Time just moves on. There are seasons of life. Right? There's seasons that, you know, I look back and how quickly they seem to come and go. There was the season, of course, before I was saved. Then I got saved and I was single. Then I met Carrie and then we went into the ministry and we were in Falmouth and we were in Chicopee and we were in, you know, Vilnius and different other places. Seasons come. And there's an end. There's an end to your life. I'm not trying to be morbid, but you know, Moses says 70, 80 years, it's a good life. Even if you get to 100, it still ends. There comes a moment. One man wrote this, forgive me ahead of time. It says, and remember, time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm sorry. James 4, 13 through 17. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and buy and sell and make profit, whereas you do not know what will happen on tomorrow. For what is your life, even but a vapor that appears for a little time and vanishes away? Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Now, your boasting is arrogance, and such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows what to do and does not do it, to him it is. The reality in our text, it tells us that time can be wasted or lost. It says that we need to redeem the time or buy back the time. And he says this in verse 15, that you see that you walk circumspectly. This word circumspectly literally means to walk carefully. It's the thought of being diligent or walking diligently, perfectly, with focus. I had looked up as I was doing some study on this, on the woman. Maybe you remember this a couple of years back. I didn't want to show the video. It's just so bad. But she's on her cell phone and she's walking through the mall and she's messaging and she walks right and falls into the fountain. This was, well, they found her afterwards. She was very embarrassed. They found her afterwards and they, one of the newscasts interviewed her and talked to her and she said, you know, I'm great. I'm disappointed that I was caught on camera and a million people saw it and they all laughed at me. But I was also grateful that I was in a mall, not on a street, and walked in front of a bus. She goes, I realize now how texting and walking. Now we've all heard about texting and driving. But texting and walking is dangerous. In the text, what it's talking about here, walking circumspectly, is the thought of accurately or walking with purpose, focus, conduct, not just all over the place. Time is so emotional. When you're doing something you hate, doesn't 5 minutes feel like an hour? And when you're doing something you love, doesn't an hour feel like 5 minutes? We really don't have that whole concept of time all down. I was, you know, of how it all works out, because it's so emotional. This is why he said, have to walk circumspectly, paying attention to what we're doing, how we're acting. It begins doing what you know you need to do. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. He goes on. He said a little earlier in Ecclesiastes 9:9-10, he says, live joyfully with the wife of your youth who you love all the vain days of your life that God has given you under the sun. All the days of your vanity, for this is your portion in life and the labor which you perform under the sun. Now whatever your hand finds to do, do it with might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going. What he's saying there is the understanding is, you know what? Take advantage of where you're at right now. Whatever season of life you're in, there's obviously things you have to do. They're not thrilling. Some of them are not thrilling, exciting things like laundry, but they have to be done. There's spirits you can do. There's callings, there's people here. You're going to fulfill different roles in the purposes in the kingdom of God. Some of you will go, some of you will send, some of you will stay and support, some of whatever. I understand all that. But there are some general things. If you don't know what to do, I can tell you you should read your Bible, pray, and witness. Start with those. How's that? Right, pay your tithe, come to church. You'll be rounding out kind of the basic that we all need to do. Right? That the reality and the understanding, we can start there. The commitments and the responsibilities. How about relationships though? Responsibilities. Because there's two problems that we see here. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeem time, the days are evil. One commentary said of this, buy back for yourself the seasons of time. Two problems people get into. One is they live only in the future. Someday, gonna be. Met a Lithuanian guy when we were in Lithuania. He had married a Slovakian woman, I think. Was she Slovakian? The guy who was the dreamer, he had these logos for all these companies that he didn't know what he was going to do with them yet. And he'd work on these logos. Yeah, I'm going to be a businessman. I like this logo. What do you think? What are you going to do? What are you going to sell? I don't know yet. I'm just making a logo. Kind of drove his wife crazy. She married him because she got pregnant and was doing, but she, it was kind of a crazy situation. He was always living in this fantasy future. And as a result, as he wasn't taking care of things in the moment. There's some of this, they live with this kind of optimism of the future that they're the dreamer. Instead of doing what needs to be done at the moment, they're always dreaming of the future. And they can't redeem the time of moment because they're living in a fantasy of the future. There's other people that are stopped because they're afraid of the future. I had actually considered, I wasn't saved, but I had actually considered failing my senior year just because high school was easy and it was familiar. College wasn't, and I didn't do it. But I talked to my guidance counselor. She said, be surprised how many people do that. Their fear of the future makes them try to stay safe. As a result, they never venture out. They never risk anything. They never try something new. Matthew chapter 6, 31-34, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all things, these things the Gentiles seek after, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about the things of its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That you have the people, they're worried about this and that. And let's worry about what you need to do right now. Let's focus in on that. Let's not be so consumed with what may or may not happen. Isn't it interesting how many people who stayed safe for COVID never lived? I mean, they used to call that house arrest. You cannot leave. If you leave, we'll find you. Right? It's like, there's people, the problem, their other problem is they live in the past. There's two kinds of people that live in the past. There's the nostalgic. Everything was better in the past. People were more honest in the past.
Yeah.
Probably more honest in the past. Yeah. Really? Think so? They just don't build what they used to. Really? Kind of like my modern cars with my modern computers and my modern cell phones. I'm kind of happy with that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I mean, just the way they used to build, I don't know. There's the nostalgic, and then there's the bitter. Bitter people, you can tell, is they're not glorifying the past, but they remember it in detail. I remember what they were wearing. I remember like this, and she was wearing a black and a gray skirt, and she just had this hand on the hip, and she just looked at me like that. That was 22 years ago, and you remember exactly what she was wearing? Because they're bitter. They live in the past, pointed. A failure. Job 30 and verse 26, and when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness. You know, it's a very East Coast thing to say, no good deed goes unpunished. And that's what bitter people do. The problem with people who either live in the future with no purpose, no aim, they're out there, or they live in the past because of nostalgia or bitterness. They lose the value of the moment. It's ironic that a man named Jim Croce, who's a very folksy guitarist, he wrote a song called Time in a Bottle. If I could save time in a bottle. He wrote it for his child, actually, and said, you know, I'd spend all my moments with... Jim died in a plane crash. Very tragic. But he understood something and captured that thought that if we could save time, we all talk about saving time. This will save me time, this will save me. But the problem is, at the end of the day, it's all gone just as if you had spent it on doing whatever. It's tragic that the value of time only to us when lost. The woulda, coulda, shoulda. Romans 13 through 14, and this, knowing the time. Now it is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly. As in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness or lust, not in strife or envy, but putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts of it. Our text tells us to redeem the time, to buy back the time. Do not be unwise concerning what the will of the Lord is for you. There was a one called Flag of Maine. Back in the 1800s, it was thought, it was done around Tucson in Maine, that they would buy up an entire town if the valley was right and flood it for water for the cities. In Massachusetts, actually Prescott, Massachusetts is underwater now in the Quavon Reservoir. When Flagstaff, Maine was going flooded, one man noticed who had gone there. He was fascinated by his experience there. He said all improvements stopped. No one repaired any houses. They didn't paint anything. It was all going to be covered in water in a few months anyway. The whole village is going to be wiped out. So week after week, the town fell into disrepair. Seed, weeds grew everywhere. No one had any heart to work. And one man said these words, where there is no faith in the future, there is no power in the present. God works through time. He looks at your life. He looks at our church. He looks at different situations and he says, you know what? I'm going to do something through time. Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he's put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. It's not limited time like we are. Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The King James says, an expected end. God has a plan. He has a will. He has a purpose. And He's looking at your life no matter what circumstances are going on at the moment. He says, I can see down the road and I can know what I want to do. So He tells us, though, in Romans, in our text, Romans 13, we read, you have to know time. So what time is it for you, or what should you be preparing for? There is the classic, especially among young boys, who would get up for school in the morning and tell their mother, oh yeah, we're having a bake sale. You couldn't have told me that last night or a week ago. Right? You've now limited your time. Not all parts of the will of God come to pass instantaneously. But there are things that we can actually prepare for now. We can know what time it is to prepare in our lives now. 1 Chronicles 12:32, and the sons of Issachar, who had understandings of the times to know what Israel ought to do, and their chief priests were brethren, were at their command. The sons of Issachar, they marked hereby, they knew what to do because they understood the time. Time in your life, what is it to do? For you to fulfill the will of God, two things have to be at work. Obedience and usefulness. God wants to use you in one way or another. Some of you, like I said, you're going to preach. You're going to go. We're going to send out more couples. Others of you, that's going to be to support, to be a blessing, to be whatever. Because we're going to send a team to Syracuse on Saturday. We're going to need people for that. Council members, men of wisdom, men of understanding, whatever. Musicians, bands, whatever it is. So some have to deal with things now. Like get out of debt now. Focus on your calling now. Learn how to pray now. I close with this. You want to know the value of a year? Just ask a student that's failed their university. You want to know the value of a month? Ask the woman who just gave birth to a premature child. You want to know the value of a week? The preacher, Sunday's coming. The value of an hour? Ask two lovers who are waiting to meet. You want to know the value of a minute? Ask the guy who just missed his bus. You want to know the value of a second? Ask the guy who got out of the road just in time before the car hit him. You want to know the value of 1/100th of a second? Ask the silver medalist. Time has a great value. And all those times have different values to different people. If we'll take advantage of the time that God has given us now, redeeming the time for the days are evil, they're not getting any better, folks. I don't know if you know that. You know, well, the election, yeah, maybe, but you know what? Society is not getting any better. Revival is the only answer. But God wants us to pay attention to the time and redeem it and use it well. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. You're here this evening. Maybe you're not right with God. You're not born again. You're not saved. You need Jesus Christ to come into your heart and change your life. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. That you respond to God when He deals with you. And let God touch your life. You're here this evening, you're not right with God, you're saved, you're not born again. You need Jesus Christ in your heart. I wonder if you'd slip up your hand. Or you're backslidden. You're away from God. You knew God at one time, you turned away, and you need to come back. Very quickly, slip up your hand. Pray for me. Redeem time. Take advantage of the moment. Let God help you. Changing the call then to Christians. You know, coming out of conference, one of the thoughts that just struck me, what? We're blessed. We're coming into this building where God's going to help us. It's great. But you know what? We are working on such a limited time now on our planet. Events are happening. Geopolitical, low, all social things. It's time to really take serious the things of God. And press into what God has for you and I. And I'm not saying you're slothful. I'm just saying this and saying, you know what? Promises made, you know, I don't slogan to say what happened in Prescott stayed in Prescott. Bring it home. Let it get on other people. Let's redeem the time and see what God will do. Let's all stand. Worship His name. What song? We're going to sing that song, All in All. All the way.
All in all.
off. Thank you, meaning Father, we love you, God. You are good and victorious. Oh, ra 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 bo re re. Oh, ra 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 bo re re re, baby. Hallelujah.